Most of the alleged emails warn members of the group not to use violence during their demonstrations. But Amos Mears, one of Resist RNC's organizers, said some of them are nothing more than threats, like this one.
It's from Nick Athan, and the subject says funny, and it states, "Ironic that you guys like to dress like ninjas. That will make it more difficult for you to locate me before I dismember you. Also, the police will be too occupied," in parentheses, or in quotations, "to worry about chasing me down, which will make my escape an ease. You will be too busy to catch me because you will be choking to death by a rat poison smoke bomb."
Mears said many of the threats the group has been receiving from people who lump Resist RNC with notorious groups like Black Bloc and anarchists are nothing more than contradictory.
This is in response to what they were claiming, that we were going to incite violence or we were instructing people to firebomb the police, which, of course, is far from the truth. We have no intentions of that. We're not promoting that. We don't discuss that. All of our groups speak from tones of nonviolence.
The Resist RNC website also alleges that same man, Nick Athan, sent a second email warning the group to, quote, "prepare for your bloodbath." Another email, supposedly sent by a person named Bill Bartlett, cautioned protesters that there would be a painful surprise aimed at them if they committed any acts of violence. But in an email response from Bartlett to WMNF, he claimed the email must have been the result of his account getting hacked. Regardless, the group isn't worried. Bruce Wright, who started the Romneyville encampment in downtown Tampa, has endorsed Resist RNC despite the threatening emails.
These are the very same people that have accused Resist RNC and you know, to some extent, even the Poor People's Campaign of being violent. And we are just the opposite of that. If you look at our principles, we're very committed to nonviolence.
And Wright said backing a violent group is not something he would do.
As a Christian minister myself, I couldn't be involved in something that endorsed violence because I believe that it's a kingdom value as a Christian to support nonviolence. And of course, you can look at the history of Dr. King and Gandhi and others and even Jesus himself. Violence is not the way to change society.
According to Janelle McGregor, a Tampa Police Department spokesperson, no one has filed a formal complaint about the threats.
Our agency is unaware of those threats, and it's imperative that if they are being made, that the organization contact law enforcement so that we can look into the situation.
But Resist RNC's Mears said they are planning to come forward with the information. They just have to figure out who to give it to. Mears said they started with the Secret Service.
I contacted him and let him know about the threats, and he, of course, correctly stated, you know, it's not in his jurisdiction, and so I just basically wanted to point it out to him first and then decide where to go with it from there, and I'm waiting a response. He's going to let me know which, because it's a national, they're coming from across the nation. I need to know which jurisdictions to discuss this with and also discuss with legal counsel the correct way to move forward.
Another website, policeone.com, is also troubling the activist group. Mears said comments about protesters and Resist RNC specifically suggest that it's possible some law enforcement officers who will be on the streets of Tampa during the convention are planning to hurt protesters.
The comments on this page, they're talking about shooting people in the forehead from tall buildings, of people protesting, that they want to shoot people, they'll be on overwatch protecting each other, and that they want to commit harm on people speaking out against the government.
The Tampa Police Department said they can't comment on that website because there's no way to know who made the threatening comments, and all users on the website are anonymous. Resist RNC has the comments and information about other threatening sites on their website, resistrnc.org. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.